talked this morning in our class that sin is lawlessness. There are some passages in Scripture, some stories, some events that have to be seen from every perspective. We have to basically look at all the Gospels to find out the whole story. And this is one of them. You're familiar with it. In John, the 18th chapter, starting verse 10, it's in the garden. It says, Simon Peter, having a sword, he drew it and he struck the servant, the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. So Jesus said to Peter, put up your sword into its sheath. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given to me? We find in Luke a little more about the story, because it says, and Jesus said no more of this, and he touched his ear and healed it. And Matthew 26:52 goes on to tell us that Jesus said, put your sword back in its place, for all who take the sword will perish with the sword. Interesting story, right in the middle of all of this, the arrest of Jesus. You ever thought about it much? Always thought it was kind of interesting. I'll let you know, this healing of Malchus's ear, this is the last miracle Jesus does before the cross. And I always questioned it, looked at it. You maybe have too. Was this intended to be another example of the proof of Jesus' power and divinity before he dies? Yeah, I'd say. Or was this a reaction to Jesus of this event and he just had to fix it? Yeah, and we'll get into that a little bit more. Well, maybe this was an expression of Jesus' compassion, even to his enemies. Yeah, we could go there. Or was this just another object lesson for his disciples? Yeah. Or could there be more to this story? There's some speculation as how Jesus healed the ear. Some assume that he reached down and reattached it. Logical. Others believe in regeneration, that Jesus just caused the new ear to grow. I don't know what happened with the old ear, but who knows? But if we investigate a little further, we'll see that the word here that is used when Jesus touched, that Greek word actually means to firmly grasp and hold tightly. Now, this is very important, for it lets us know that Jesus didn't just lightly touch Malchus. I think we could almost see the concept of Jesus grabbing the servant by the head and holding him tightly as he heals his ear. No matter what, the scripture does use the term to make him whole. The concept there is to make him whole. But we're going back now. The question is, why? What does all this have to do? Well, there are several things that we need to understand in this story, and please bear with me as we look at this. First of all, we need to understand who Malchus was. The scriptures tells us that he was a servant of the high priest. This means he was not just some Joe off the street. He was no ordinary citizen. He was well known, probably even well respected. Okay? Secondly, the second thing we want to look at is Peter acts or reacts in his normal modus operandi. This is his normal rash actions. And this rash action leaves Malchus significantly wounded. And lastly, we see that Jesus cleans up the mess. And why? At that moment, when Peter cuts off Malchus's ear, understand this, Peter has committed an assault against the servant of the most powerful religious authority in Jerusalem. This was a capital crime, both from the Jewish aspect and also from the Roman aspect. Because of this, Peter have been executed. And Jesus cleans up the mess. Think about that from a legal standpoint. The moment the ear was restored, there's no more wound. No evidence. No victim with an injury to present before any council or any judge. If anyone tried to bring charges against Peter for the assault, there was literally nothing to point at. Jesus didn't just heal a man. Jesus destroyed the only evidence of a crime that had taken place. Peter walked away from a capital charge with a clean record, not because it didn't happen, because there was no proof it existed. So what? No, that is everything. That is exactly what salvation is. When Jesus cleanses us by his blood, he doesn't just mark it as forgiven. He doesn't file it away somewhere. He discards it completely. He removes all evidence of the transgressions that have ever occurred. We talked about it in our class being negative because we're talking about all the things that sin is. But look what Jesus does. There's no record. There's no wound. There's nothing left to prosecute. Jesus cleans up our mess. Father, we come to remember Jesus today, as we must almost every day. But today we come to partake of these items that represent his body and the things that his body went through in his sacrifice for us. The beatings, the abuse, the ridicule, the cursing, the mocking. Father, we remember all those things as your word has told us. And Father, as we partake of this cup, we're reminded of the precious blood that Jesus shed on our behalf. A blood that has redemption, that has salvation. A blood that washes away not just the sin, it takes away the evidence of our sin. It takes away the guilt of our sin. We understand we're unworthy. We understand we're undeserving. And we understand we're incapable on our own. And so, Father, as we come today and we remember this and we examine ourselves and we realize again the mess that we've made, and Father, only through Jesus Christ can it be cleaned up. And so we're thankful for your love and your kindness for that. So we offer this prayer and this time, Father, to you. And we ask it all in Christ's name. Amen.